Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida, it's the third game of this six-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and the Tampa Tarpons. Thomas Cinzarella here on the Marauders pregame show, getting you ready for, again, this 3-of-6 between the Yankees and the Pirates single-A affiliates. Well, last night, Bradenton fell 5-0. We're shut out for just the second time this season, with the last one coming back on May 1st against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, which was on the onset of their 11-game winning streak, which was a franchise record. It was snapped last night in a losing effort. And which Ryan Harbin, minor league rehabber, started the ball game yesterday, struck out 3 in 2 innings. Antoine Kelly went the next 4, and then Luigi Hernandez and Gary McMillan combined to go the final 2 innings, with McMillan getting the last out in the 8th inning. Take it back to this one quickly. Tarpon scored 3 in the 4th inning after Kelly walked the bases loaded. A balk and then a 2-RBI double from Hans Montero scored 3. Tarpon's got 2 more in the 8th on RBI singles from Dylan Hasso and Willie Montero to round out the scoring. Marauders offensively, they were held in check as they were limited to just 3 hits in the contest. Gerald Toledo had 2 of them and Connor Delgado had the other as the Marauders again fell 5-0. Well, they look to bounce back here today. They send their opening night starter, Carlson Reed, to the hill. He comes in 2-1. They won 7-5 ERA against Cade Smith, a 6th-round pick out of Mississippi State last year by the Yankees, who comes in with a 1-1, a 2.77 ERA on the season. Well, Marauders look to get more than 3 hits again. But the last time they're shut out, they went on to win 11 straight. So let's start a new streak here today in Tampa. It's the third game again of 6 between the Yankees and the Pirates single-A affiliates. More to come next during the Marauders pregame show here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com. The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at bradentonmarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to George M. Steinbrenner Field here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you ready for the third game out of six between the Yankees and the Pirates. Single A affiliates. Well, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. And we'll first start in the Pirates system. Buccos today after they fell 10-2 last night, afternoon, in Milwaukee against the Milwaukee Brewers. They are on the road again, this time at Wrigley Field, taking on the Chicago Cubs, 7:40 Eastern time. First pitch there. Justin Steele gets the baseball for the Cubs. Jared Jones, rookie sensation, and former Bradenton Marauder on the hill today as well, which Jared's been just fantastic this season. 56 strikeouts in 47 innings. He's made 8 starts, 2-4, a 2.68 ERA, a whip under 1 at 0.87. The tough bit for him has been that the Pirates haven't scored when he started. He's had a tough luck with that, so those 4 losses are just really overshadowed. And that's why wins and losses, you know, we don't really judge them as much anymore. Don't take too much into it. But the fact is they scored 9 runs in his first start. They have just 13 in the last 7. So looking for some offense today. Cubs-Pirates, 7:40 first pitch. Triple-A Indianapolis, they haven't played at all this week until today, at home against Toledo Mudhens at Victory Field. Well, the first game ended up going 9 innings, a full regulation 9. They lost 8-6. Toledo put up 4 runs in the top of the 9th inning after they scratched 1 across in the top of the 7th to tie the game and force extras. Then in game 2, the Indians won in regulation for a doubleheader 7-5-3. Brady Feigl picked up the win and improved to 5-1 on the season, as Feigl went 2 scoreless innings, 4 strikeouts. That was on the backs of Michael Plassmeyer, who went 3 innings of scoreless baseball as well and struck out 4. Ben Heller went the next 2. Unfortunately, gave up 3 runs in that one. But again, at least a split for the Indians, who got 2 under their belt this week now. They're still scheduled to play a doubleheader on Sundays, so a lot of baseball still be played to our friends up north and to the west of us in Indianapolis. Double A Altoona's got a tough task today. Sean Sullivan gets the baseball against Doug Nikhazy, former Ole Miss star, who has a lot of run in 4 starts this year in 14 innings. So tough go there on the road in Akron. And High A Greensboro also playing a doubleheader at LP Franz Stadium. Greensboro in Game 2 will act as the home team, though. They're on the road, taking on the Hickory Crawdads. Greensboro ahead right now, 2-1. And they're heading to the bottom of the 6th inning. They're at the Franz. Runs coming across on a Charles McAdoo 2-run home run in top of the 1st inning. Grasshoppers have had some great pitching so far from our old friend from last year Alessandro Urcolani, who's gone 4 innings, 6 punchies, no walks. And then Peralta, Luis Peralta, has been in for those, that next inning. And so they're looking to pick up a win there after they've picked up a few wins against the Crawdads. Right now, Grasshoppers in first place, a half a game ahead in the standings in the Sally League North. And then, for those interested, the FCL Pirates today, they end up defeating the FCL Red Sox in 9 innings today. David Matoma was the story there, the young right-hander from Uganda. Throws 100 miles an hour, went 2 scoreless today, struck out 3, did walk 2, but a good sign there for Matoma. When you come back, let's go to the lineups coming up next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Well, Tarpons are out on the field for the national anthem, so we will take one more break here and we'll get to lineups after the game open. That's coming up next. First pitch in the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network.
To your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida. It's the third of 6 games between the Yankees and the Pirates single-A affiliates. Thomas Zinzarella, so glad you could join us here on the road. The Marauders, they have struggled on the road this season, although they have taken the first game of the series before falling yesterday to snap their 11-game losing skid. Right-hander Carlson Reed's on the hill opposite another right-hander in Cade Smith. Out of Mississippi State, we'll get more on him. But first, the lineups today. We'll start with the visitors and the Marauders. Second baseman Connor Delgado, followed by Alfonso, who plays first. Esmerlin Valdez, the left fielder, hits third. Eddie Rodriguez bats cleanup and plays right field. Steve Blanco, a center fielder, hits fifth. Catcher is Justin Mickness, who bats sixth. Javi Rivas plays shortstop and bats seventh. Yuri Espinal, the DH, hits eighth, making his Bradenton debut. And Kalai Harrison plays third base as he rounds out the starting nine again. Carlson Reed on the hill today as we're just about set for first pitch here from Yankee Stadium South. First pitch to Delgado, swings and fouls it back behind home, and we're off and running right on time today at 6:30 p.m. Well, the game time temperature, it's a pretty overall good day. Yeah, no rain today like it was yesterday in the afternoon. As Reddy Smith's 0-1 is a curveball up and away. It's one ball, one strike to Delgado. 86 degrees, partly cloudy. A bit of breeze in the ballpark, blowing out to left center at 8 miles an hour. The 1-1, and Delgado takes a breaking ball, called strike over the heart of the plate. Falls behind, one ball and two strikes. Smith looking for his first strikeout today on his very first batter. The 1-2, check swing and appeal of first. He did not go around, said Frank Jones, our field umpire. Jared Neal's calling balls and strikes, a two-man crew here at this level. So the count, two balls and two strikes, Reddy Smith's pitch. Swinging a tapper off the catcher's gear of Edison Duran. And we'll do it again. So count two balls and two strikes on Delgado, who comes in today with a six-game hitting streak. And started his Pirates career really strong. Playing in game number 8 as a Marauder. 2-2, swinging a pop-up. You got jam, left side of the infield, pitcher Smith calling, and the third baseman Montero comes in, but it's Smith who puts it away. We're going to little pop out to the pitcher, one gone. Sacks empty, no score, just off and running here in Tampa. Let's get to the defense today for the Tarpons. Starting the outfield left to right, Dari Arias, Jackson Castillo, Kobe Morales. At third, it's Hans Montero, Roger Garias, and Jorpeet Vivas is up the middle. Dylan Hassel's at first, and Edson Duran does the catching for the righty, Cade Smith. First pitch to lefty Alfonso as he tugs in a slider for ball one. Smith enters in today 1-1 with a 2.77 ERA in the season. 1-0, and fastball right there at the kneecaps, called strike. It's 1-1. Was a 6th-round draft pick last year by the Yankees out of Mississippi State. The 1-1. And changeup, called strike. And 82 on the outer half. It's 1-2. 6 foot, 190 pounds. Native of Germantown, Tennessee, but grew up in South Haven, Mississippi. 1-2. Swing on a ground ball. Right of the second baseman, Bivas. Gets down to it and lollipops it to first. Two up, two down for Smith's outing so far to begin this first inning. And here is Esberlin Valdez. So Esberlin Valdez right now running a 16-game on base streak. First pitch to the righty. It's a called strike at a 95-mile fastball in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Reached base yesterday on a walk. The 0-1. Swinging a ball. Belt in the air. Deep to left center field. Arias racing back towards the warning track. Leaps and makes the catch. Right in front of the blue wall in left center field. Takes away extra bases from Esmerlin Valdez. And it's a 1-2-3 first inning for Cade Smith. Half an inning, no score in Tampa. Here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in
spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Three up, three down on top of the first inning as Carlson Reed looks to do the same here against the Tampa Tarpons. Here in the first game, a third game of six between the Yankees and the Pirates single-A affiliates. Torpedo Vivas leads things off. Rehabber from AAA, Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Digs in the left side against the righty Reed, whose first pitch is swung on and lifted in the air to right center field. Polanco jogs into his left, makes the grab right of center. One pitch, one out to start the first inning for Carlson Reed, who comes in today. 2-1, they 1.75 ERA. And now a good test here as Major League rehabber Jason Dominguez and Jim Warner comes out along with the trainer. And oh boy, not a good sign of Justin Mickness. We got caught on the backswing of Bebas or Dodd, but he's holding his right hip area. Yeah, I don't know if he got caught on the follow swing or through or not, but he's grimacing. And boy, Alphonse is going to have to come in and catch here, and this is not a good sign. Garrett Forster is on the injured list, so they really only have two catchers. And so now Mickness is going to depart. I believe they brought in John Lopez, who's the other catcher on the development list, so he can at least act as the bullpen catcher. But now, you know, Mickness having a leap here on the very first pitch of the game. And so Alfonso is going to come in and catch. Boy, what a tough break here from Marauders, which Alfonso's banged up too. Remember, he took a foul ball off the hand yesterday late in the eighth inning. And so he's a little bit banged up as well. So not a good start here for the Marauders as they're going to have Eddie Rodriguez grab a mitt. We're going to have a lottery shuffleman here. It's looks like that's Sergio Campagna who's going to jog out to play right field. So Campagna will take Justin Mickness's spot. That's what I'm guessing. So Eddie Rodriguez, haven't got to the defense yet, but we can give it to you now. Left around the outfield to Merlin Valdez, Shalene Polanco, and now Sergio Campagna is batting for Justin Mickness. By Harrison's at third, Javi Rivas, Connor Delgado up the middle. Eddie Rodriguez bans first, and Elmer Alfonso does the catching after Mickness departs. So yes, home plate umpire Jared Neal points to home and now points to right field. So Sergio Campagna in place for Mickness. You just hope Justin's okay and it's not anything serious, but Jim Horner was the first man who came out, and now Gustavo Baña catching a few warm-up pitches here from Carlson Reed.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Now entering the
so just one out recorded. Justin Mickness has to depart due to injury. And again, Campagna now at right, Rodriguez at first.
Now the catcher ordering.
And number Alfonso's catching.
Alfonso. And at first base is Eddie Rodriguez.
So here is Jason Dominguez, Major League rehabber from the New York Yankees.
Dominguez!
Nicknamed the Martian. Digs in the left side against the righty Carlson Reed. Wheels and deals home. First pitch is swung on line right of the second baseman. Delgado off his glove. Reed corrals it, throws to first. It's late. And so Dominguez reaches base on a ball that ricocheted out of the glove of Delgado. And he's aboard. And his first trip off. That ball was scalded off the bat, too. It was not an easy one to take in by Delgado, but Dominguez at first. He's got some speed. And one out, no score, bottom one. Now Roger Garcia switching to batting left, swings and foul tips first pitch into the mitt of Alfonso for strike one. Righty sets. The 0-1. There's a changeup just down and away at 82. It's 1-1. Reed 2-1 at 1.75 ERA. Works in a fastball, sinker, changeup, slider mix. And pitches outside. Two balls and one strike. Righty Reed, brown glove just below the belt, 2-1. Swinging a pop-up left side of the infield. Harrison Rivas, each have it sized up, but it's Rivas who makes the catch as he backpedals towards second at the last second. And two gone in the inning for Dylan Hosso. Harrison Reed, in his last start, at home against St. Louis, he went five innings, struck out seven, and he walked three. That's now last two starts, he's gone five innings, which is a tie for his career high. First pitch, Dylan Hosso is high and in with a slider for ball one. That was score bottom one, runner at first on the single from Jason Dominguez. Open stance on the right side and Reed's 1-0 delivery. Here it is. Fastball right there. The kneecaps called strike. It's 1-1. Hassel's got a hit in the first two games of this series. He's 2-for-8 overall. Pitch home. There's a fastball just outside. Two balls and one strike. Hosso overall is hitting 290 in 33 games. 388 on base, 44 slugging. Got four home runs on the season, 24 driven in. As that's lifted in the air to left center field, but playable. Valdez over to his left in the alley, puts it away in medium depth left center field. And so just a single from Dominguez, and that's it. We head to the second inning, no score after one, here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamilyfire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Packers scoreless after one inning as the first pitch from Cade Smith is a fastball on the outside corner, 93, called strike. To Eddie Rodriguez, who's now the first baseman after Justin Mignes had to depart after the first down of the first inning. 0-1, and that's a fastball tugged low down and away. It's 1-1. So again, for those who are joining us, Sergio Campagna is now playing right field. Alfonso now catching 1-1. Slaughter bouncing the left side. Big hop. Arias spears it. Cap high. Throws to first. And it's still in time by at least a step. And Rodriguez retired 6-3. One gone for Shalene Polanco. So again, you hope that Mignes is okay. Right now, Marauders were shut out yesterday. 5-0, so looking for a first run as Polanco swings and taps it foul, hits him in the left-hander's batter's box for strike one. Well, the Marauders scored 4 runs in the fourth inning on Tuesday in their 4-3 win. So they've been shut out the last 16 innings. Righty Smith's 0-1. Breaking ball line through the right side and a right field base hit. And Shalene Polanco's got his first in the series, was 0-8 coming in. And now breaks out of that with a hard hit single to right field. By the way, that single from Jason Dominguez was 111 miles an hour off the bat. You feel that Polanco's at least probably at least 3 digits at 100. Who's at first right now, one gone, top two, no score. They're at George M. Steinbrenner Field. First pitch is right field back to the screen by Sergio Campagna for strike one.
Now batting for right fielder, number 19, Sergio Campagna.
So Campagna, in his limited 6 games this season, really good numbers. 6-for-14 with a double. And 3 walks as he dribbles it out towards shortstop. Arias flips to second for one. Back to first, not in time, as Campagna hustles it out. And just a fielder's choice, 6-4. And a slow ground ball that was too long to develop. So 2 outs and a man on first now, Campagna. Here's Javier Rivas. Top of the second inning in Tampa, George M. Steinbrenner Field. Game 3-6 between Bradenton and Tampa. Righty Rivas stands in against the righty Cade Smith, who deals home first pitch, and a whiff and a miss. Pitch on the under half, it's nothing and one. I mentioned before, Smith was a 6th-round pick last year at a Mississippi State, where he was in the rotation his last 2 years there. And the 0-1, and that's taken low. It's 1-1. His last start against Clearwater here last week gave up 3 earned runs, 6 runs total on 6 hits in 4 2/3. Did strike out 5. It's 1-1, and that's taken low. 2-1. So one thing he's done really well in his first 2 starts in May, he's walked just 1 in each start in total 10 2/3. That's a 2-1 fastball inside for ball 3. That was really the one thing for him coming out of college at Mississippi State. Had some pretty good stuff, but was injured and banged up his junior year out of the rotation, so didn't get a full season, but just the command and control. 3-1, a high bouncer foul. Third base side of the on-deck circle for strike 2. And now that he has some of that attributes where he's able to pitch with that control and command, it's really going to help him. 2 outs, men on first. There goes the runner, 3-2, and it's high and away, ball 4. He walked him. So Rivas walks. And now first and second with 2 gone. Top 2 in Erie Espino. Making his Marauders debut, single-A debut here tonight in Tampa as the sun starts to Peek out from behind the clouds here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Digs in the left side against the righty Smith, first pitch. And fastball down and away for ball one. Espinal just added yesterday after Juan Jerez was placed on a temporary inactive list. And so Espinal getting a crack here at being the DH today, but he usually plays first base. 1-0. And that's a called strike on the outside corner. It's a ball and a strike. A bit of a cutter that time. That is a signature Yankees pitch. Every guy learns it up and down the system. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. As he fished after it, it's 1-2 now. 21-year-old Espinal. Espinal last year stateside for the first time, playing for the FCL Pirates. Appeared in 23 games. He's appeared in 4 games this year for the Complex League team before the call-up. First and second, 2 gone, no score. Top 2. Here is the 1-2 to Espinal. And a fastball just high and away. It's 2-2. So Espinal is first at bat. As the Marauder here in single A. Righty Smith, 2-2. And a breaking ball called third strike. Gets him looking. Beautiful curveball that time from Cade Smith. He's got his first strikeout of his outing. No runs, a hit. 2 men left on base. So the bottom of the second we had, no score here in Tampa on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Saturday, May 25th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
No score at George M. Steinbrenner Field as Carlson retoes the rubber from the first base side. And he wheels and deals home. First pitch to Jackson Castillo was chopped foul first base side. On the top step of the dugout for strike one to begin this home half of the second inning. Tampa scoreless. Bradenton as well. The third game of the six-game series between the two. And the 0-1 is taken high and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Here on Castillo, Jason Dominguez had a 110-mile-hour line drive single and the first play man to reach against Reed so far. 1-1, swinging a high fly ball hit in the air to shallow right center. Campagna jogs in, shuffles to his left, puts it away. One gone in the second. And that's the third flyout so far for Carlson Reed, who's really a ground ball pitcher. So one out, base is empty for Hans Montero. Bottom of the second inning, no score between Tampa and Bradenton. Each team has won at least one game of the series. Bradenton back on Tuesday, 4-3. As the righty's first pitch, Reed is called strike on the outer half at 92. It's nothing and one. And then Bradenton was blanked yesterday, 5-0 to snap their 11-game win streak. As the 0-1 Montero punches in the air to right center. Polanco and Campagna meeting in the alley, and it's the right fielder, Campagna, set to the side. Back-to-back F9s, and again, a ground ball pitcher with another flyout today. So here's Kobe Morales, which would be a very quick 1-2-3 inning for Carlos Cerrillo Love if he can get Morales here in just a few pitches. Lefty batter against the righter Reed. Spins home from the windup. First pitch is taking a called strike on a changeup. It's 0-1. Reed enters into the A with the 8th best ground ball percentage in the Florida State League and the 3rd best in the Pirate system among pitchers who have at least thrown 20 innings. Oh, Juan is taken down and into the backstop on a slider. It's 1-1. Ground ball percentage is at 57.4%. It did go down about 2 or 3 notches where he was his last start against St. Lucie entering into that one. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball 94 down in the zone. And it's 1-2. Reed, a 4th round pick last year by the Pittsburgh Pirates. 21-year-old native of Atlanta, Georgia. Played his college ball at West Virginia. Big 12. 1-2. And that's taken down and in. As Alfonso looked to frame it that time, it's 2-2. Base is empty. 2 gone. Bottom 2, no score. And the 2-2. Fastball runs in. And 94, and the count's full tonight. First full count tonight for Carlson Reed. Reed, deep breath, and the 3-2. Swinging a sharp ground ball past the glove of Rodriguez inside the bag and down the right field line. Rolls up into the corner as Campagna fetches it out, throws it back in the infield, but Morales is already standing at second base for the 2-out double. Well, Rodriguez is playing off the bag at first and just a hair behind it, and that ball hugged the line at first and in a base hit. So Morales has his 4th double this season. He's at second base, second hit today for Tampa, the other one being Dominguez's single. Here is Edison Duran, the catcher. Batting right against the right-hander Reed, first pitch. Swinging a weak ground ball, right side. Delgado to his left, throws across his body to the first in time. And that ends the inning. No runs ahead, one man left in scoring position. We head to the 3rd, no score in Tampa. Marauders Broadcast Network.
Unity Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the 2nd straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024. And watch the future Pirate stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Brought Bradenton and Tampa scoreless as we begin the top of the third inning at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Lye Harrison will lead things off. The left side as he digs his back left foot in. 9-1 and 2 due up in the Marauders lineup card, looking to get back in the win column after falling yesterday. And the righty Cade Smith lifts first pitch, and Harrison swings and foul tips it into the mitt of Duran for strike one. Well, Harrison did not play yesterday, but back on Tuesday. He's 0-for-3 with a walk and a stolen base he had in the seventh inning. The 0-1. And Harris takes down an in, 1-1. On the former 18th round pick by the Pirates last year out of NC State. Started his career at Texas A&M, though, in the SEC Conference. 1-1. And a curveball bounces in. It's 2-1. Which is where Cade Smith, who grew up in Mississippi, born in Tennessee. Righty's 2-1, and that's outside. 3-1 on Harrison. DeSoto Central High School in South Haven, Mississippi. 3-1, and a fastball's away. Ball 4 as Harrison walks to begin this third inning. Second free pass issued today by the righty Smith. Well, DeSoto is way up north of Mississippi. It's near the border. Just south of Memphis. Runner at first, nobody out, no score, top three. Righty Smith deals home. First pitch is a heater just outside of the lefty Delgado for ball one. Just a switch hitter batting left in Connor Delgado. Popped out to the mound his first time up. And the 1-0 is down and in. It's 2-0. But while he was playing his high school baseball there, Kay Smith was, he was teammates with a guy named Blaze Jordan, who has one of the best names you'll see out there in baseball. 2-0. Jack swinging a ball in the dirt, laid off though by Delgado. It's 3-0. Blaze also was committed to play college baseball at Mississippi State, but was selected in the third round of the 2020 draft by the Boston Red Sox. 3-0, bunt shown, pulled back. It's high and away, ball four, as Delgado flips the barrel back towards the third base dugout. Back-to-back walks to start this third inning. So puts a few guys on. Now Kenomar Alfonso drive a few of them in. No score, top three. Marauders with one hit so far. Shalene Polanco single back in the second. But DeSoto Central High School is also the home of one big name major leaguer. First pitch is down and in for ball one. Lefty Alfonso now the catcher. It's 1-0. Austin Riley. Third baseman for the Atlanta Braves, two-time All-Star. Was a first-round pick there back in 2015. And the 1-0 is called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. O'Reilly, speaking to him, he had played in the Florida State League with the Florida Fire Frogs. Braves affiliate in Northport. As a breaking ball in the dirt, it's 2-1 to Alfonso. Ready Smith looks to second, 2-1. And a breaking ball high, bounce through to shortstop. Back hit by Arias, steps on the bag, plenty of time to first, they turn two. 6-6-3, double play. Arias leaves one of the walks. As Harrison ends up at third, but now two outs in the top of the third inning, no score. And it's up to Esmalin Valdez to drive home a run. Here's the righty Valdez, who flew out to the warning track his first time up. Pops and foul behind Tome for strike one. What many don't know is that Austin Rodgers, on the topic of him at DeSoto Central High School up in North Mississippi. As the 0-1 foul, this pops in the air. First base side, foul territory. Morales, the right fielder, over towards the bullpen. It's just out of his reach. It's 0-2. Was it Austin Riley was a really good punter back in high school. He was also a quarterback at DeSoto Central. Some thought he could punt in college. His dad was a punter at Mississippi State and was in Lions training camp for 2 years. As the 0-2 misses down and away, it's 1-2. Which the longest punt recorded by Austin Riley was 77 yards. 1-2, and that's down and away, 2-2. But obviously Riley ended up going on to play for the Atlanta Braves, decided to stay in there. And now World Series champion, two-time All-Star. Smith hoping to follow the path there from DeSoto to the big leagues. 2-2, swing and a miss as he fished after a breaking ball in the dirt from the righty Smith. Second punch out of the day and leaves the man in scoring position. No runs, no hits, man left at third. Bottom three next, no score here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Ryder Carlson Reed has been perfect so far through two innings, look to make it three here today. As he gets through the lineup first time through, 9-1-2. Dari Arias, Dorby Vivas, and Jason Dominguez he'll face in this half inning. First pitch is a changeup rolled on the ground to first. Let through by Delgado. Throw to first, gets away past Reed. And behind Tome, and Arias thought for a second advancing, but held on at first. That was an awkward-looking play. Rodriguez was there, lets it go on a backhanded attempt. Delgado was right behind him. And so Reed had to go and cover first base, and I think he's ended up missing it. That was there. So Arias, see how that one scored. But there's a single, that might probably be a throwing error. Or just a missed catch error. So it's an error either way, just depends who it's going to go on. The man at first, no score, bottom three. Here is Vivas. Takes high for ball one. Left-handed batter, 5 foot 10, 170 pounds from Puerto Caballo in Venezuela. The 1-0. Swing and a cue shot to third. Right of the third baseman, Harrison to second for one. Back to first, they turn two. Around the horn, 5-4-3. Harrison, Delgado, and Rodriguez. So just like that, they erased the error that went against Connor Delgado. And so a two outs, base is empty, no score. Just has to get to Jason Dominguez here to end this third inning and face the minimum. First pitch, the switch hitter batting left is outside for ball one. Righty Carlos Cerrito has been really pitch efficient tonight, too. The 1-0. Swing it a high. Chopper to first. Rodriguez waits. Now fields on the edge of the grass. Has plenty of time. Steps in the bag. And that's the inning. No runs, no hits. One error, and nobody left on base. It's been three great innings from Carlos and Reed. We're a scoreless, though. We handle the fourth here at the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, as Eddie Rodriguez leads things off against the right-hander Cade Smith. We're still scoreless. Carlson Reed has been great through three innings so far. As first pitch, the righty Rodriguez is waved at and missed on a fastball up in the zone for strike one. But right now, both starters have a bit of a pitch difference in a lot of pitches they've thrown so far. One fastball top of the zone called strike. It's nothing and two. Will Smith now just threw his 49th pitch, or 50th pitch. 28 strikes, Reed, 27 total pitches, 17 strikes in three innings. Ready from the stretch, the 0-2. Swinging a looper foul, first base side. Into a row of blue seats, empty blue seats. It's a more scattered crowd here today. A couple fans up in the upper bowl area today. Ready Smith, 0-2. And that's off the plate outside for a ball. Now the Tarpon mascot as well making his way around the concourse. It's a fish, obviously. 1-2. And a called third strike on the inside corner with a fastball, 94. And one gone the fourth inning. Nobody on for Shaleen Polanco. Third K today for Smith. And one out, base is empty, no score, top four for Shaleen Polanco. Lefty batter, first pitch. Wave and a miss on a fastball in the outer half for strike one. Polanco snapped an 0-for-8 skid here in this series with a 101-mile single to the right side. 1-1 line drive. Oh, with a glove of Vivas in the right center field. Base hit. Boy, the second baseman Vivas went for it with a jump. Nearly had it, but just over the glove. And Polanco's got a 2-for-2 day. He's got both Marauders hits so far. No, great to see him. Polanco getting his back going. He spent the entire year last year with Bradenton. Big money signing at the international market a few seasons back. Signed for $2.35 million. Was the third best outfield prospect in the 2020-2021 international class. So Polanco's at first. No score top four. As Sergio Campagna, right-handed batter, first pitch. And that's taken on the inner edge for a called strike. Campagna filled his choice his first time up against Cade Smith. 0-1. And that's watched over the outside corner for strike two. Another fastball. Well, Campagna had a big night on Tuesday. Had a season-high three hits, 3 for 4. All singles and 2 stolen bases. He flashes that athleticism that he possesses and the glove that he has in the outfield. Spinning a toss over to first. It's a low one and picked out by Hasso, who saved the day. If that gets past him, that's a base for Shalene Polanco. So it's nothing and two on Campagna with one gone in the fourth. Pitches run inside as Campagna jumps out of the way of it. It's 1-2. Ready, comes set, and Smith's 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Fastball tugged down and away, 2-2. You mentioned at the start of the first or the second inning that the Marauders, they've been shut out now for quite some time. Hadn't scored since the fourth inning on Tuesday. They scored 4 runs in a 4-3 win. Runner in motion, 2-2 is inside. Throw down to second base. On the money, they got him. And Polanco's hosed at second. That's second out. And they count full 3-2 on Campagna. So 2 outs, base is empty, top 4, no score. And Smith's 3-2. Swinging a foul back to the screen, they'll do it again. Well, the Tarpons have able to nab a few base runners this series so far. Polanco just the most recent victim. As Duran gets it this time. Making his first start behind the dish. 3-2. Swinging a foul back for his base side. They'll try again on the 3-2. And that's taken low, ball 4, as Smith started to walk towards the first base dugout, looking to buy a strike there. What's another walk in his ledger today? That's the 4th walk by the right-hander out of Mississippi State. So, Campagna's at first here in the 4th inning. 2 outs, and Javier Rivas steps back to the plate. Right-handed batter against the righty Smith. First pitch, swinging a line drive into the alley, left center field. It's a base hit. Cut off by Arias. Campagna touches second, digs for third, throws off line. Rivas right behind him, advances to second base. It's a single for Javier Rivas, who now 2-men in scoring position with 2 outs in the 4th. Well, it was a good defensive alignment as Arias was positioned towards the alley and so able to cut it off. But now second and third, just imagine too, if Polanco's not thrown out, that's a run. But second and third, 2 outs, top 4, no score. Bradenton a chance to change that here as Erie Espinal left into the plate against the righty Smith, first pitch. And it's taken away outside for ball. Marauders have been shut out 17 straight innings going back to Tuesday. The 1-0. And a curveball taken down and in. It's 2-0. Fastball, slider, changeup, curveball mix for Smith. New start out of the bullpen, his first year at Mississippi State, then the rotation the next two. The 2-0. And a curveball high, bounder up the first base side. Behind the bag, Hasso has it. And that ends the inning. So Marauders again threaten. No runs, two hits, and two men left in scoring position. Bottom four next, no score. Here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Roger Garius switching her batting left against the right. Carlos Serena kickstart this bottom of the fourth inning at George M. Steinbrenner Field. We're scoreless between Bradenton and Tampa. Righty Reed taking his time, and now he's ready to go. First pitch. And a breaking ball gets a sword out of Arias for strike one. Arias coming in a 9-game on base streak, 3-game hitting streak. The 0-1. Arias bends back, but it's a called strike on a fastball up and in at 93. It's 0-2. Arias popped out the short his first time up. Reads 0-2. That one bounces in for a ball. The one thing about Arias, big money signing out of the international market, number three prospect in the Yankees org, but he's got a lot of swing and miss in his swing right now so far this year. 1-2, and that's a called third strike on the outside corner, frozen with a changeup, and that's Reed's first strikeout today, one gone in the fourth for Dylan Hasso. Well, Arias in the month of April, 84 at-bats, he was punched out 36 times. So far in the month of May, 12 games, 42 at-bats, 19 Ks. First pitch bounces in with a fastball for ball one. So, I mean, you're talking about almost a 50% strikeout rate. The 1-0. Slider sweeps outside, 2-0. The righty Hasso. No score, bottom four. Between Bradenton and Tampa, Pirates and Yankees single-A affiliates. The 2-0 from Carlson Reed. Swinging a high chopper foul, third base side of the camera well. Talked about Reed being a ground ball pitcher in what she had four flyouts the first six batters, and now it's been nothing but ground ball since. 2-1, called strike of the knees with a heater. It's 2-2. Especially last inning, he had three balls on the infield, double play, ground out in an error that was on a ground ball. Strike out there to Arias. Looking to do either one here. Still pitch count a really good number. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball in the air. Left field. Straight away. Valdez came in a step now. Takes two board. Now one to his left. Makes the grab. Cap high. And Hasso flies out to left for the second time today. And two outs, base is empty for Jackson Castillo. Now, if it wasn't for the error, that would have been six in a row retired by Carlson Reed to give a hit in the first inning, Dominguez. And then Kobe Morales, a double in the second. That's been it. As Jackson Castillo, lefty, takes ball outside with a fastball for ball one. Well, Carlson Reed right now, 37 pitches, 23 strikes, nearing four innings. The 1-0, swing and a miss, slider down and in. It's 1-1. It's gone a career high. Five innings his last two times out. Looking to go maybe further than that today. The 1-1. Fastball high. It's 2-1. Lights turning on here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. And the 2-1 pitch. Slider is at the knees, called strike. So back doors its way on. The lefty cast two. Homer back on Tuesday against Domingo Herman out towards right center. 2-2. And a slider just runs inside for ball three. As Reed thought he might have had a called strike three there, but has to throw at least one more pitch in this fourth inning. Still searching for a game's first run. May have to wait till the fifth. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball in the air to right field. This is a no-doubter. Out towards the bleachers in right field. Solo blast for Jackson Castillo. Now, may have spoken too soon. Castillo's got his second home run of the week. Third of the season, 1-0 Tarpons in the fourth. So the one mistake pitch there by Carlson Reed ends up being a home run. As here is Hans Montero, right-handed batter. First pitch is a slider high for ball one. And bounces in, 2-0. That was a slider there that Castillo just caught over the plate and ended up disposing it over the wall in right field. Yeah. 2-0 pitch. Fastball fouled off the backside of Montero for strike one. And right off the outfield bar sign. I mean, you knew it. Campana gave it a courtesy look, but that was it. He knew it was gone, especially with the short porch in right field. Dimensions mimic Yankee Stadium. And a 2-1 slider. Big cut and a miss. And it's 2-2. So it's 3-14 down the right field line. Two balls and two strikes, and Reed's offering. As a fastball called, third strike on the outer half of 94. It freezes Montero. Two strikeouts in the inning, but also a home run from Jackson Castillo. 1-0 Tarpons after four on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Tarpons have a 1-0 lead on a home run from Jackson Castillo as we begin the top of the fifth inning. First pitch is fly to the air down the left field line, out of play, in towards the bullpen for Bradenton by Kali Harrison, and strike one against the right-hander Cade Smith, who has thrown a lot of fastballs today. Swing and a miss on a cutter that time. It's nothing and two on Harrison, the lefty, who leads things off here in the fifth inning. 9-1 and two. Delgado and Alfonso to follow. Esperado is still looking for their first run today. And the 0-2. Swing on a ground ball right side. Vivas to his left, corrals it, throws on a first, and Harrison is gone. Start this fifth inning. Now, there was some news in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization today, as former Bradenton Marauder Ronzi Contreras was traded today to the Angels, which cast considerations as the return for Pittsburgh. And now the opening pitch to Connor Delgado, belt high fastball called strike. The switch hitter batting left. It's nothing and one. Here at the one out, base is empty. 1-0 Tarpons top five. Freddie Smith 0-1. And a fastball just away. It's 1-1. Pittsburgh had designated him for assignment 5 days ago. 1-1. And check swing leaves breaking ball down. It's 2-1. So he was off the Major League roster. The Angels had one after they DFA'd the lefty Amir Garrett. Former basketball player at St. John's too. And swinging a ground ball foul first base side. It's 2-2. And the 2-2, swinging a pop-up third base side. Now in the left field, Arias, the left fielder, racing in, but it's the third baseman, Ed Montero, who dropped the baseball. Hits off the glove and falls in shallow left. And so Delgado reaches on an E5. Boy, that is tough there. Smith should be two outs in right down the fifth inning. Instead, having to work possibly extra pitches now. So Delgado's aboard. With one gone, top five, 1-0 Tarpons as Alfonso lines it. Oh, with a glove of Arias in the left center field. Base hit. Delgado chugs the second. As Alfonso's on board for the first time today with a single. So see if the Marauders can make him pay on the error.
The left fielder
is Merlin Valdez. As here's Merlin Valdez. He's got some pop in the bat. Flew out to the warning track back in the first inning in left center. Delgado's at second. Alfonso's at first. 1-0 Tampa here in the fifth. First pitch to the righty Valdez is a fastball outside for ball one. We'll talk about the trade with Contreras today, the Pirates and Angels. Contreras was the top headline prospect going from the Yankees to the Pirates in a 2020-2021 offseason trade that sent Tyone to the Bronx. He was a top 100 guy at the time. 1-0. And that's low, 2-0. Contreras had made his debut as a 21-year-old in the 2021 season. And that's outside of the slider, 3-0. So it's really a strong start for Contreras, who then just kind of faded here as his velocity's dipped a little bit here this year. 3-0, and that's high and in ball four. So Valdez walks on four pitches. Now a 17-game on base streak for him, and the bases are loaded for Eddie Rodriguez. So danger time here for the Tarpons, who lead 1-0, and now a mound visit as Edison Duran heads out to the hill. Is some stirring in the bullpen in right field as a right-hander starting to throw. Bummer Otters, an error, a single, now a walk, have loaded him up with one out against Cade Smith. And Eddie Rodriguez, the batter, the righty, against the right-hander. First pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball, 94, it's 0-1. The 0-1, swing and a miss on a slider, down and out. It's 0-2 on Rodriguez, he's 0-2 today. Could really use a strikeout here. Smith's got three of them today. And the 0-2, that's down and outside. It's 1-2, which Rodriguez was punched out to begin the fourth and the last strikeout that Smith has. Smith ready is the 1-2 home. Fastball just low. Didn't miss by much at 94. And it's 2-2. Rodriguez's hail is in this series 0-7 with a walk and two strikeouts coming into today. And the 2-2. Breaking ball high and away, 3-2. So Smith went from being in the driver's seat to now falling behind and in danger of walking in a run. Base is full, one gone, top of the fifth. 1-0 Tampa. Here is a 3-2. Swing and a ground ball, third base side, fair ball! Inside of the bag and down the line. Delgado scores, Alfonso behind him. Valdez looking to try as well. No throw home. It's a bases clearing double for Eddie Rodriguez. And Bradenton's in front, 3-1 in the fifth. What a time for Eddie Rodriguez to shine and a bases-clearing double. The Marauders' fifth hit today, and they cash in. And that's going to be it for Cade Smith, so a tough go for him on the last batter that he sees as Rodriguez drives home three. Pitching change underway, top five. Marauders 3, Tarpons 1 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
First pitch is Lane Blanc. Will have to wait here as Ocean Gabonia, near right hand of the ball game, steps off the backside of the rubber. 3-1, Marauders top five. Alfonso Delgado and Valdez just scored. As the first pitch to lefty Blanc was whiffed out and missed for strike one. They all scored on a base clearing double from Eddie Rodriguez, who's at second base right now. Marauders with their first run scored since the fourth inning on Tuesday. As Polanco sends a drive in the air to right field, Morales ends up flying out to right, and now Rodriguez just realized that there is only one out of the inning, and so they'll double him up at second base. And boy, a base-running mistake there, and that will end the inning. But Bradenton does get three runs, and they lead 3-1 halfway home here in Tampa on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bottom five, Bradenton with their first lead today after a three-run top of the fifth inning. A double from Eddie Rodriguez scores three against Kate Smith, who departs after four and a third innings. As Kobe Morales digs in left side against the righty Carlson Reed, wheels and deals home. First pitch is a check swing, and they peel the first, so he did go around for ball one. It's 1-0. Well, Reed's in a really good spot right now. He just threw his 48th pitch to start this fifth inning. As a 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. Only run allowed against him was a Jackson Castillo full count, two-out solo home run last inning after he was trying to cruise through another scoreless inning. 2-0. And that's taken at the kneecaps. Called strike at 91. It's 2-1. And now Morales doubled back into second inning. Still working second time through the lineup card today for Tampa. That's a 2-1 slider. Just a hair downstairs, 3-1. 7-8-9 due up in the Tarpons lineup. reads 3-1 pitch. There's a fastball just outside ball four. So for Carlson Reed, that's his first walk today. And that is something that he usually very good at, commanding, being in the zone. It's something he'd struggled with his last two starts. And walk three against St. Lucie, four against Fort Myers. Now runner at first, here is Edison Duran, the catcher. Righty batter, slide up in stance, first pitch. That's tugged down and away with a fastball for ball one. Runner still in front, 3-1, but tying right on the plate. The 1-0, swinging a high chopper to third. Harrison charging in, spears on the infield, grass throws across his body to first, only play he had while on the run. So they get Duran at first, 5-3. As Morales advances to second, one gone, here's Dari Arias. Bradenton head 3-1, looking to keep it that way after he scored three runs at the top of the fifth inning. Runner at second base, and now Arias from the left side against the righty Reed. First pitch home, there's a changeup away for ball one. It's a really good changeup out of the hand of Carlson Reed. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball. Shallow left center field. Rivas shortstop out, but it's left fielder Valdez who jogs in and puts it away. For the second out here in the fifth inning. Well, Carlson Reed so far. That slider's been his money pitch today. Six swings, three whiffs. That's a 50% whiff percentage, which is really good. He's thrown 11 sinkers. And first pitch to Jordan Vivas is chased after for a strike. It's nothing at one. Two outs, runner at second. 3-1 at Bradenton, bottom five here at George M. Steinbrenner Field in the midst of game three of six between the Yankees and the Pirates single-A affiliates. 0-1, swinging a liner foul, third base side. It's nothing and two on the rehabbing V-Bots. 0-2 tonight. Fly out of the ground ball victim, a double play victim in the third inning. Reed readies the right-hander. 0-2. Fastball just high and away on Vivas, who's not tall at all. 5'10". It's a little bit generous. It's 1-2. On the rehabbing AAA player. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Got him on a changeup. Second strikeout today for Carlson Reed. Ends the fifth. And we head on the sixth inning. 3-1 Bradenton here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Saturday, May 25th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders in front, 3-1 as we start the top of the sixth inning here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. In Tampa, Florida, Ocean Gabonia, who got the last two outs on a base running error in the fifth inning, is out there for his first full inning of work. So let's introduce you to Ocean Gabonia. Yes, it's spelled just like the Atlantic Ocean, North Pacific, or the Indian, whichever ocean you prefer. As righty's first pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, it's a called strike. To Sergio Campagna, it's 0-1. The righty. Gabonia working from the third base side of the rubber in the stretch in the 0-1. Tugs a slider down and away, it's 1-1. 22 years of age, is a native of Hilo, Hawaii. That's one of the smaller islands out in Hawaii. And the 1-1, and that's high and away, it's 2-1. Comes the Yankees out of playing at Everett Community College. He was signed a minor league deal back in June of 2020. 2-1. Swing and a foul tip to the mitt of Duran. It's 2-2. Gabonia's second year at Tampa, made 36 appearances last year at a 5.03 ERA in 53 2/3 innings, struck out 49. Well, this year, 16 Ks in 15 innings, 0-1 with a 6.00 ERA. And now his 11th appearance. 2-2, check swing, appeal to first. He did not go around. The count's full 3-2. Gabonia last went 2 2/3 back on Saturday. 3-2, and a slider. Outside, ball four. And so Sergio Campagna walks for the second time today. And he's got first, lead things off in this sixth inning. Here's Javier Rivas. Runner at first base, nobody out, top of the sixth. 3-1 Bradenton. Right-handed batter Rivas showed bunt. Trying to bunt his way on and caught a piece of it. Started running out of the right-hander's batter's box. It's strike one. Rivas has had success tonight on base twice. Single his last trip up and a walk back in the second inning. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch up in the zone. It's nothing and two. And the 0-2, that's a breaking ball in the dirt. It's 1-2. Ready, Gabonia comes set just above the belt. And the 1-2 runner in motion pitches high and in. Throw to second base, and Campagna slides in safely. A stolen base for Sergio Campagna. He's got his fourth in five tries this season. And the count, 2-2 on Rivas. So now Basic can score him. Try to tack on to this two-run cushion. The 2-2. And that's up and away, 3-2. Well, they call it strike three. So a late call there. So that'll be a strikeout for Gabonia. So changing your scorecard. Runner at second base. Now one gone for Erie Espinal. As he takes a called strike, thigh high in the outer half, nothing and one. The 0-1. Wave and a miss. Nasty changeup down and away. That was down and out. Espinal chased after it. He's 0-2 today in his debut for Bradenton. A call-up from the FCL Pirates. Campagna at second, walk and stole his way there. The 0-2. And Espinal skips it foul first base side. He'll do it again. Bradenton looking to get back in the win column. After falling yesterday. Right down, no balls and two strikes. And a big insurance run at second base. Here to start the sixth inning. The 0-2. Swinging a high bouncer over the mound. Gabonia gloves it on the backside of it. Throws to first, and they get Espinal. Campagna advances to third. Now on the 1-3 put out, and now here's Kalai Harrison. Well, quick look on the out-of-town scoreboard in the Florida State League. Doubleheader today between Clearwater and Daytona as the Tortugas win 8-5 in game one. Fort Myers tied at 2 with Lakeland as the first pitch to lefty Harrison. There's a fastball that sails up and away for ball one. St. Lucie Palm Beach tied at 1 in the top of the sixth inning. Jupiter ahead by a run, 4-3 on the road at Dunedin. And Daytona Clearwater scoreless in the third inning. As Harrison muscles in the air, deep left center field. Arias backs up, squares his shoulders around, and makes the grab. A few steps shy of the warning track and left center field. It's a leadoff walk, but Campagna's ultimately left at third base. Bottom six coming up next. 3-1 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Carlson Reed looks to become just the second Marauders pitcher this year to go six innings as he starts the bottom of the sixth inning against a Major League rehabber and Jason Dominguez. Switch hitter batting left, first pitch is a fastball outside for ball one against the righty Reed. 3-1 Bradenton, they got three runs in the fifth on a bases clearing double from Eddie Rodriguez. 1-0, that's high. It's 2-0 to Dominguez, who's 1-for-2 today. Singled way back in the first inning, then grounded out to first in the third. Reed from the windup, 2-0. Swinging a high chopper again over the mound. Third baseman Harrison comes in, throws on the run from behind the mound. It's not in time. Dominguez, who runs well, hit that a mile high in the air, straight in the ground. And legs out an infield single. Bit of unlucky there for Carlson Reed, who just continued to induce ground balls today. That would have been the sixth ground out today for Carlson. He's got five groundouts, five flyouts. Is Roger Garvey's the dish. Switcher to batting left. He takes changeup outside for ball one. Regis threw his 64th pitch of the day. 185 his last time up, so if he can get six under his belt, maybe he'll go in the seventh. Probably not, though, as a 1-0. And a pitch is popped up in the air behind him, but out of play. You know, the concourse. Arias hitless today, 0 for 2. Popped out the short and struck out. Righty Reed. Delivers the 1-1. It's waved out and missed for strike two. A lot of fans in the section just in front of us to the right. The upper bowl. They can't find the baseball. No one knows where it went. And now a fan finally had a lot of yelling. It's this way, left, right, center. 1-2, hit well in the air, deep towards left center. Polanco backing up on the run, makes the catch, spins and tosses it back towards the infield. As Arias flies out, Dominguez ends up back at first. And with one gone, bottom six, 3-1 Bradenton, Dylan Haas to the dish. Well, speaking to Jason Dominguez, there was some news out of him today because Aaron Boone was talking to the media about Jason Dominguez and kind of tipped his hand about what the Yankees were going to do with Jason after his rehab's over. First pitch bounces in for ball one to Hasso. It's 1-0. Yankees' number one prospect will be optioned to AAA screen at Wilkes-Barre and not rejoin the Yankees as starting center fielder or bench player. And that's because he underwent Tommy John last September 20th and will need some more games under his belt. Rehab not long enough. 1-0. Weak hit ground ball to third. Harrison to second for one. Delgado spins it back to first. Inning-ending double play. Second one thrown today by Carlson Reed. The race leadoff infield single. He's through six. We handle the 7-3-1 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Now Carlson Reed becomes just the second different starter this season to go through six innings, joins Michael Kennedy as he's through six. We start the seventh, 3-1 to Bradenton after Eddie Rodriguez with a bases clearing double back in the fifth inning is all the run support that Carlson Reed's needed so far. Top of the order, Connor Delgado switcher to batting left. Swings the first pitch and dribbles it foul up the first base side for strike one. Omar Alfonso and Esberlin Valdez to follow against the righty Ocean Cabonia, who's been the only man on the bullpen today. after Cade Smith went 4 1/3 innings. The 0-1, and that's taken down and in for ball 1-1. Marauders with a win today would have taken two of the first three games. They've won their last two series after an 11-game win streak was snapped yesterday. As Delgado fans on a changeup, it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes between Gabonia and Delgado. The pitch, swinging a late line drive foul towards the top of the Marauders' dugout. They'll look live over there, and they do. And the 1-2. Swinging a slow tapper third base side, fielded by Montero, sets his feet, double clutches, and throws to first to put away Delgado. And one gone in the inning for him, where Alfonso. 3-1, Bradenton top 7-1 out, base is empty. There was some other Pirates news today as well that, again, didn't affect the Marauders in some regard, but it does open up a position in Triple A Indianapolis, as the first pitch is a called strike on the knees, 0-1 to Alfonso, the lefty. Eric Lauer, former big leaguer who had signed a minor league deal with the Pirates, and the winner, 0-1, and Alfonso swings and misses, pitch on the outer half from Gabonia, it's 0-2. Eric Lauer opted out of his deal today with the Pirates and has been granted his release. Kevin Gorman of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review reported, so he's a free agent once again. Lauer is 29. Pitched well for most of his time until his last start, as the 0-2 is chased after, down and away for strike three, as Alfonso is retired. Second punch out from Gabonia, and two gone, nobody on for Esmerlin Valdez. It's Maryland. Now, Lauer, before his last start, gave up six runs in two innings. So went from a 3.95 ERA to 5.52. And first pitch is a ripped out and missed for strike one from the righty Valdez. Now, Lauer pitched really well at the Brew Crew, the Brewers, for 2021 and 2023. Pitches outside, it's 1-1. As a 1-1 pitch is whistled foul down the right field line, out of play. So 1-2 on Valdez, who walked and scored in the fifth inning. But again, just to sum it up, Eric Lauer now a free agent, so there is a starting rotation spot open in AAA Indianapolis. Paul Skeens up in the big league, so lost another. 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three. And Gabonia, strong seventh inning, strikes out two, and a 1-2-3 inning. It's stretch time in Tampa, 3-1, Bradenton on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Saturday, May 25th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drumroll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like. C'è una luna mezzumara, mamma mia dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensacci tu.
Y'all did it a pause. The lefty into the ball game, out of the bullpen for Bradenton for Carlson Reed, who, boy, was he efficient tonight. 69 pitches in six innings. Allowed just the one run on a home run from Jackson Castillo. Four hits total, one walk, and three strikeouts. So now De La Paz is in to face Jackson Castillo. Marauders three, Tarpons one, bottom seven. As first pitch is a breaking ball at the knees, called strike, nothing and one. Lefty De La Paz, ready again, the 0-1. And a breaking ball, called strike on the inside corner, it's nothing and two. So Reed again, his evening is over. As the 0-2 home. Slaughter popped up in the air, left center field. Polanco over to his right of the alley, makes the catch. Belt high, and Castillo sat aside. One gone in the seventh inning. And here is Hans Montero. Well, here's the numbers on De La Paz. He has been nothing but outstanding this season for the Marauders. One of the most reliable arms of the bullpen. He is first in the league with four wins. 4-0 with a 1.47 ERA. And now making his 11th appearance. He's got two holds in 18 and a third innings. This would be a hold situation. As first pitch bounces in on a slider for ball one. The righty Montero. Four walks, 20 Ks in those 18 and third innings. Opponents hitting just a .138 off of him. The 1-0. Swinging a foul back towards the screen on the ground. It's 1-1. One out, base is empty. 1-1. Swinging a bouncer right side. Delgado shuffles to his left from shallow right. Sidearm tosses to first. And Montero is retired for the second out here in the seventh inning. Brings up Kobe Morales. So at two outs, base is empty. Bradenton up by 2-3-1. Kobe Morales, the right fielder, digs in the left side. First pitch from De La Paz is a fastball away for ball one. South ball lifts, 1-0. And a fastball down and away again to Morales, 2-0. Here's one for one today. Doubled his first trip up against Carlson Reed in the second, then walked in the fifth. Pitch is on the inside corner. Called strike. It's 2-1. It's a called strike. The 2-1. Fastball down and away in the dirt. It's 3-1. Three balls and one strike as De La Paz looking for a 1-2-3 inning, but don't want to lose. Morales here put the tying run of the plate. 3-1, and that's it well out towards right field. Towards the wall, a jump, and it's reeled in by Campagna. He leaps at the wall, takes away extra bases, and that's the inning. A 1-2-3 seventh for Yoldin De La Paz. Eighth inning coming up next, 3-1. Bradenton On Top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We've hit the eighth inning at George M. Steinbrenner Field as Bradenton has pitched really strong tonight. Six innings from Carlson Reed, Jolene de La Paz, a 1-2-3 seventh. And now looking for more offense, and what Jenny Rodriguez leads things off. 4-5-6 as the first pitch to the righty is bunted foul. Third base side for strike one. Rodriguez is responsible for all the offense so far today. Bases clearing double in the fifth, played at three. A one is a fastball on the outside corner. Called strike, nothing and two from Ocean Gabonia, who has been the only other pitcher today to be on the hill outside of Cade Smith, who started the ball game. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Slider down and away, got him. That's the third straight strikeout for the righty Gabonia. And one gone, base is empty for Shalene Polanco. But here comes James Cooper. Might go to lefty here. We'll see if they want to go matchups. As well, the pitching change here. In the eighth inning, 3-1, Bradenton. New arm coming on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back back at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Bradenton on top 3-1, looking for some more offense, though, as Chris Bowe is a new arm of the ball game for the Tampa Tarpons, using their second pitcher out of the bullpen today, third arm overall. Kate Smith started the game when 4 1/3 innings, giving all three runs on 5 hits, walked to career high 5 and struck out 3. Gabonia went 3 scoreless, struck out 4 and walked 1. Really nice outing out of him today. And now Bo, the native of Iceland, 14th round pick in 2022 by the Yankees out of the College of Southern Nevada. As into the ball again to face the lefty Shalene Polanco. First pitch, swinging a ground ball right side. Brenny Escano, who just entered defensively, shuffles to his left, fields and throws to first. And Polanco put away, two gone in the eighth for Sergio Campagna. Well, so Bo, I'll tell you the numbers on him on the season. His eighth appearance. No wins, no losses. A 4.73 ERA. Has walked 12, struck out 14 and 13 in the third innings. As here is the righty, Sergio Campagna showed bunt, pulled it back, gets a called strike. Righty-righty matchup with two outs, bases empty, top eight, 3-1 Bradenton. And the 0-1's down and away for a ball, 1-1. Campagna's been on base twice tonight. He's walked his last two plate appearances. He's been left in scoring position three times. Looking at third base, his last two times up. As a 1-1 is cut on a miss, it's 1-2. One time back in the second was a fielder's choice. He was left at second base. All right, now Chris Bowe. Looking for a strikeout here. As a 1-2 fastball zips high at 98, it's 2-2. Well, said before, there's so many Yankee guys, just minor leaguers who throw hard. I mean, that's what they like. They go after like most organizations do. A 2-2, and a sweeping slider called third strike. And Campagna goes down looking. And a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Bottom eight coming up next. 3-1, Bradenton in front on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Yoldin De La Paz rolls out for his second inning of work. And he will face 8-9-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bradenton with a 3-1 cushion here on the Tampa Tarpons, trying to pick up their second win in 3 days at George M. Steinbrenner Field. First pitch is in the air. Left center field, Valdez jogs in the alley, puts it away. One gone on one pitch as Edison Duran It is retired. Darby Arias steps to the dish. Well, Braden scored all three runs in the fifth inning on a three RBI double off the bat of Eddie Rodriguez. Jackson Castillo home run to right field. Only run that came back in the fourth inning against Carlson Reed. As first pitch is a slider called strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Darius, the left fielder. He's hitless tonight, 0 for 2. Tarpons have four hits overall. As the 0-1, he's way out in front of a slider. It's 0-2. He was sitting fastball that time. Runners have five hits, three runs, five hits, one error. Tarpons one run, four hits, one error. The 0-2, spiked in the dirt with the fastball. It's 1-2. De La Paz looking for his third hold this season. The 1-2. Swinging a roller foul. First base side of the top of the dugout. Brenny Escano is on deck, who came in for Jorbeat Vivas. And the 1-2 on the ground. Up the first base side, foul again. This time gets past the dugout and down the right field line. Marauders will continue their series tomorrow. Michael Kennedy will start for Bradenton. The 1-2, swing, and he got him, a sword. And the left-hander's batter's box from Darby Arias, as De La Paz has got his first strikeout. He's retired all five so far that he's faced. So with two outs, bases empty, bottom eight. 3-1, Bradenton. As Bronny Escano, second baseman, steps in on the right side. Gets the southpaw and Yoldin De La Paz. First pitch. And that's down and in with a slider for ball one. But Carlson Reed has become just the second starter this year outside of Michael Kennedy to go six innings. So 1-0, ripped out a miss for a strike. It's 1-1. And changeup called, strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. De La Paz readies with two outs, bases empty, 1-2. Fastball just low, it's 2-2. Escano getting his first licks of the dish today against De La Paz. Looking to go six up, six down, and we can probably see maybe Landon Tompkins come out for the save. 2-2, and that's low down and in, 3-2. Paz really bearing in here, trying to end this eighth inning and head of the ninth. 3-2. Swing and a ground ball right of the second baseman, Delgado. He's got it, double clutches, sidearm low to first. Juanet Rodriguez gets it at the shoe tops. And another 1-2-3 inning for Yoldin De La Paz. He's sat down all six. He's faced. We head of the ninth. A two-run lead for Bradenton. 3-1 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
We've reached the ninth inning in Tampa. Marauders going for the second win in three tries in this six-game series. A start as Chris Bowe is in the game again for his first full inning. Javier Rivas, the hitter, steps in. Takes ball one inside. It's 1-0. Right side of the infield shifted over to the left as 1-0 to Rivas. Takes the fastball low. It's 2-0. Bow came in to get the last two batters in the eighth inning after Ocean Gabonia went three scoreless out of the bullpen today. He followed Cade Smith, 2-0. And Rivas watches a fastball, kneecap high, 92, called strike. Rivas been on base twice today, walked in the second, singled in the fourth. Struck out looking his last time up. 2-1. Rivas takes a called strike again. Cutter at the bottom of the zone, and it's 2-2. Don't forget to stick around for the Marauders postgame show after. We'll take you back to this one, get you a look at the Pirates org, how they've been doing today. Look around the Florida State League, wrap things up. Righty's 2-2, and a slider in tight. 3-2. With Iri Espinal on deck. And then Kalai Harrison. Bow's got an orange reddish glove on his left hand. 3-2. Check swing by Rivas. He appealed the first. And he went around, so don't put umpire Jared Neal. So second punch out for Bow. One gone, a base is empty for Iri Espinal. Sunday was the halfway point of the first half. Bradenton lost yesterday, dropped to 16-19. They entered in today with 7.5 games back from first place. First pitch is a fastball, called strike on the outside edge at 95. To Espinal, it's 0-1. Clearwater half a game ahead because it didn't play yesterday. That's 0-1. Espinal takes outside, 1-1. So with the scores today, how have they gone so far? Clearwater lost game one, right now tied in game two of the doubleheader at the bottom of the fifth inning. No score. As 1-1 down and away, misses 2-1. So that's a really good spot for Bradenton. They win this one tonight, they'd gain at least possibly a game or so. 2-1, and that's a called strike. It's 2-2. Right now, with the loss, they would be 7 back. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three as Espinal is put away. Three straight strikeouts for Bow. Two gone for Kalai Harrison at Bradenton in front, 3-1 at the top of the ninth inning. And then Lakeland's the other team who right now is tied at 2 with Fort Myers, so Bradenton really cheering on those other teams. And Fort Myers, who's on the road, though, and Lakeland's been such a tough team to beat so far in this first half. Here's pitch to lefty Harrison's on the outer half, called strike. Kalai 0 for 2 today with a walk back in the third.
Now, batting third baseman, Kalai Harrison.
The 0-1, and Harrison dances out of the way of a breaking ball that almost hit him. It's 1-1. 1-1. And fastball sails up and away. It's 2-1. Bradenton, 3 runs in the 5th inning. That's been it today. Just like Tuesday, they scored 4 in the 4th. 2-1 fastball high and away. It's 3-1. With Connor Delgado on deck. Righty settles in on the pitch. Swinging a fly ball in the air. Shallow left center field. Arias, left fielder, is called off by the shortstop and Roger Arias. That's the inning. Bauer retires all 5 he faces. Last chance of the Tarpons coming up next. 3-1. Tompkins coming in from the bullpen. You're on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Landon Tompkins enters out of the bullpen in left field, bearing down on his 4th save of the season. As Bradenton has a 3-1 lead, bottom 9, Jason Dominguez digs in left side and takes low for ball 1. Tompkins has been great this season, kind of ran into a bumpy last appearance that he had against St. Lucie. 1-0, ground ball off the backside of the mound, big hop for Rivas, positioned just to the left of the bag, throws to first. One gone in the 9th inning as the Martian finishes his day 2-for-4 on Major League Rehab. So Roger Arias, shortstop who's 0-for-3 tonight. In danger of his 9 game on a base streak being snapped here. But first, let's get to the numbers on right-hander Landon Tompkins. First pitch is down and in for ball 1. The switching Arias batting left. Tompkins this season is 1-0 with a 3.38 ERA, making his 12th appearance. He's finished 7 games, 3 saves, and 5 opportunities. Got a blown save his last time up. That's a 1-0. There's a slider on the outside corner called strike. 19 punch-outs, 6 walks in 16 innings. Opponents hitting 203 off of him this year. 1-1. Fastball outside at 95, 2-1. Tompkins went just 2/3 of an inning, allowed a hit, a run, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. Also allowed an inherited run to score. And a 2-1 line out towards center field, but right at Polanco. Comes in a few steps and puts it away. And now the Marauders just 1 out away from picking up a win on this Thursday night. It has been a very well-pitched ball game by the Marauders, so they deservedly should have this one. Carlson Reed started the contest. And went 6. You'll need LaPaz in X2. And first pitch fastball up high. Called strike to Dylan Hosso. It's 0-1. Here's the 0-1, swinging a high chopper to third. Harrison behind the bag has it. Low throw to first. It's picked by Rodriguez. And that's the ball game. A 1-2-3 ninth for Landon Tompkins. He nails down his team-leading fourth save of the season. And the Marauders pick up a 3-1 victory. Here in Tampa, they take two of the first three. And a win tomorrow will give at least a share of the series. Post-game show coming up next year from Tampa on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
We hope you've enjoyed your visit to Tour Jim Steinberg Review. Our next home game is tomorrow.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida, as the Marauders pick up a 3-1 victory tonight. Well, the Tampa Tarpons, Thomas and Zarella here on the Marauders postgame show. Before we take you back through this win today, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. First, starting with the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are on the road in Chicago tonight. After they wrapped up their series in Milwaukee yesterday, they just took the short track down to Chicago from Milwaukee. Jared Jones on the hill today. Right now, Buccos have a 3-2 lead, top of the fifth inning over the Cubbies, and have a runner at third base with one out. Connor Joe at the plate. Take a look at Jared Jones's line so far. Three strikeouts, two runs on five hits and three Ks, no walks. As the run so far, Edward Olivares, a two-run home run in the first. Ian Happ took him yard, a solo blast in the second. Nick Gonzalez, a home run at the top of the fourth inning before Madrigal single. End up scoring Michael Bush to make it 3-2 there in Chicago. Elsewhere in the Buccos system, doubleheader today for the Indians, who had not played at all this week until today when they played two, took on the Toledo Mudhens, and they split it. First game went to extras in a seven-inning game. It went a full course 9-8-6. Mudhens win game one. Indians took game two. Brady Feigl picked up his fifth win of the season after they won 5-3. Altoona ahead right now in Double-A. On the road at an Akron, taking on the Rubber Ducks. That's a good sign. Doug Nikhazy on the other side, one of the top Cleveland Guardians prospects there in Double-A. Sean Sullivan, what a day for him. Seven innings, scoreless, four hits, walk, and four strikeouts, and which they got their runs today. Sammy Siani, RBI single in the sixth inning. And then a big top of the ninth. They scored three in the ninth. They're still there, actually, right now. Runner on second, two outs. Joe Perez double, Carter Binns double, and a Brandon Dixon double. So three doubles there. That's what you got to love. Make it 4-1 out, 2-0, so they have the lead on Akron, three outs away from picking up a victory there. Hiya Greensboro, and their doubleheader took game one, 2-1. And right now in game two, they are on top 9-0. I believe that's, if they win now, that's a 4-0 start or a 3-0 start. Actually, yeah, for 4-0 because they played one of the games. Greensboro was the home team, so it was a makeup from a rainout they had at home. So Greensboro is playing at LP Franz Stadium as a home team, even though they're in Hickory. So they'll take it four games this week. Boy, that's a big week then for Greensboro to start. Up 9-0, bottom five right now, 7-inning game there at the Franz. And the FCL Pirates also won today on a walk-off. They defeat the FCL Red Sox 6-5. We come back here in the postgame show. We'll take you back to this one. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Tampa at George M. Steinbrenner Field, where the Marauders pick up the win today, 3-1 over the Tampa Tarpons. Thomas and Zarelli here to take you back through this one today. Well, Carlson Reed was excellent on the mound and picked up his third win of the season, improved to 3-1, allowed just one run on four hits, walked one, and struck out three in six innings. You know, it wasn't the high strikeout numbers that we've seen from him this season for the most part, but still, just really efficient tonight. A lot of ground balls, 69 total pitches, 40 strikes for him today. Really just in the zone, and a couple double play balls used by him as well just to work around the little traffic that was out there here tonight. The one run that came against him, though, came in the fourth inning, a full count, two out, bases empty. Jackson Castillo, a deep home run, 389 feet off the bat of him, off the side out in deep right field. And so it was 1-0 Tarpons, but the Marauders answered right after that in the top of the fifth inning against Cade Smith. Error, single, walk, lower the bases of the first three batters of the inning, and they capitalized on it. Andy Rodriguez took a full count, pulled a double down the left field line, cleared all everybody off the bases, scored 3-1, and that was pretty much it for the Marauders there tonight. They didn't have too many other chances. They had a few runners in scoring position, left six men on base today. Tampa, though, were held in check. Yoldin La Paz, after the six innings from Carlson Reed, retired all six, struck out one. And Landon Tompkins, a 1-2-3-9 through just eight pitches to close out the ballgame and earn his fourth save of the season. Final numbers, Marauders, three runs on five hits, one error, six left. Tampa, one run on four hits, one error, and three men left on base. Game time, a swift 2 hours and 9 minutes, seen by 671 on this 86-degree, partly cloudy Thursday night at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Winning pitcher again is Carlson Reed, improves to 3-1. Cade Smith, the loser, falls to 1-2 as Landon Tompkins picks up his fourth save of the season. Well, tomorrow, Marauders with 2 out of 3 under their belt so far, a chance to pick up at least a share of the series with a win tomorrow. They send one of the other top 30 prospects in the rotation, Michael Kennedy of the Hill, who's been pitching really well this year, number 14 prospect in the Pirate system, 1-1 with a 3.72 ERA. Goes against Alan Facundo, 0-1 with a 3.60 ERA. First pitch coming at you at 6.30 p.m. here from George M. Steinbrenner Field with a pregame show rolling at 6.10 p.m. So join us. We'll have a chat with Carlson Reed about his start here tonight. That conversation will be tomorrow, and so we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to having you on air as well. Marauders go for their third win in 4 tries tomorrow night here in Tampa. That'll wrap things up from us here at George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida. Final score one last time, Bradenton 3, Tampa 1. We'll see you back here tomorrow. So long. Have a great rest of your Thursday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.